Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guided Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, a big problem for a lot of people. It's back pain and neck pain and leg pain. I mean, you name it. It all turns out to be a big pain in the neck and a big pain for everyone. And treatments out there? Well, obviously, check with a physician. But joining us right now from across the pond is Thomas Vaston. That's V-A-S-D-O-N. He is the author of Origin and Insertion Charts for Massage Therapists. The book is published by Ex Libris. You can go to exlibris.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. Welcome. Nice to have you with us, Thomas.
Hey, cool. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. It's a billion-dollar industry, no doubt about it. Lots of books, lots of doctors, lots of therapists. What's different about your book?
Well, the difference with my book is it's, one, it's easy to understand, and two, it's not big and bulky. So instead of lugging around this big, giant textbook, you've got something that you can basically fit in your backpack, or if you've got a big purse, if you're a lady, you can easily put into it, easy to carry around. So that's one of the main differences. The other difference is too, it's actually broken down into sort of sections. So when you're studying, if you're learning about the shoulder, you just flip to that section and you go and you learn all the muscles in the shoulder. If you've got pain anywhere, you go to those particular charts and then you can read the location of the pain and you go to the picture and it's easy to sort of read, easy to understand. So that would be sort of some of the main differences with my book as opposed to the other ones.
All right, the importance of this. Who is this book for? Because you've got this, seems like it's academically oriented. You have it broken down into sections.
Yeah. This book is pretty much for anybody that wants to understand their body a bit better. And that can be from anything from a student to a physiotherapist. Just to anybody. I wouldn't say it's for one particular group of people. It's for anybody. That wants to learn or wants to understand their bodies or why they're getting headaches or why they've got certain pains in the leg or the back. So it's just designed for absolutely anybody. So one of the reasons why I wrote it for them was to help other people. So as we all know, we all get little pains in our backs or our feet and stuff like that. And instead of sometimes spending big money to go to see a massage therapist or a physiotherapist, this particular book could potentially help you understand your body and why you're feeling the way you're feeling.
What's your recommendation? When should a person go to a doctor first? I get back pain, I get neck pain, I have several options. When do you go to a doctor? Do you always go to a doctor to make sure that first the origin of the pain or the problem to the pain can be solved from a massage therapist or an acupuncturist? Or do you just do you just first go to a therapist?
Yeah, well, that's a really good question. My first initial thought would be, advice would be always go to your doctor first, just to rule out anything that could potentially be worse. So if a doctor comes back to you and says it's just muscular, so injuries to muscles, and he says that massage can help, then that's fine. But yeah, my advice would be go to your doctor first, and then follow his advice, because you don't want to do the wrong thing and hurt yourself. So yeah, I would always adhere to whatever your physician has told you to do. So that's what I'd be going straight to the doctor first, and then going, and then if he says massage is good, then you come and see someone like myself or someone else that's done study. Or if you can do sort of self-massage yourself, in this book he's going to tell you sort of exactly where to massage, and it's going to help you out in that aspect.
Well, what's the most frequent problem? Why do patients come to see massage therapists, and you in particular, the most? What's the biggest problem?
Well, it can be a number of reasons. Anything from injuries, from sport injuries. It could be from an injury from an accident. It could be even stem from people with depression. There's been key factors that massage can actually help people with depression and anxiety, because their body's in a constant state of sort of like, defense, like always tense up. Where someone like myself, like a massage therapist, can get in there and actually help them sort of relax, and therefore they can help them sleep better. I think of that from a athlete's point of view. Athletes, there were some of the guys I deal with, a lot of them are professional fighters. So these guys are putting their bodies under constant stress, and it's pretty much my job to get their bodies all nice and limber and free, so they don't get hurt or things like that too. So, yeah, that's what I'm going there for.
Where does acupuncture have a place in this whole procedure? When do you go to? I've never been to an acupuncturist, but I know I'm asking you to give an evaluation of something that you don't do.
Yep. Yeah, so acupuncture is something I don't do, and it's completely different. Completely different sort of studies. Whereas this, what we call trigger points and stuff like that too, it's you push on this particular point of a muscle, where you will feel sort of pain. Now, this pain can be either a sharp pain or a dull pain or somewhat burning. And what it does is when we're pushing on this particular pain, you'll get what's called a referral. And what that does is, say if I'm pushing on, say, my shoulder blade, now some people can feel that the referral pain into the pinky finger. And as you're constantly sort of putting pressure on this particular spot, what you're doing is you're just breaking up the chemical pooling in the muscle and basically trying to help the body flush all the bad toxins out. And then, just go from there, and hence trying to alleviate the soreness or return the spot in a particular muscle. So acupuncture, again, I don't do that, so I can't sort of really comment on that. But sort of trigger point is some of the stuff that we learn here over in Australia, and we get taught to do a lot of stuff in terms of sort of massaging it a little bit, putting pressure on it. Hopefully it alleviates. Once it's alleviated, we massage the area again to help promote fresh blood and blood flow. And then, yeah, you know, just continue the treatment.
Yeah, the choices mostly are made by physicians and recommendations. I'll give just one good example. Rotator cuff surgery, which can be absolutely brutal. The rehab can be worse than suffering through the injury. Use any example, but when do you make a decision to take more drastic steps or try to live with the injury?
The more drastic steps, that would come down to your doctor and your physiotherapist, and that would be the best ones to sort of judge whether what other treatment could be more advisable to go and get. So obviously, say you said like rotator cuff surgery and stuff like that. Now there's four muscles when you savour a shuttlecock. And the acronym people used to remember is called SIP. So what that does is, when you're going through your shuttlecock, because you're having surgery, you've had a lot of trauma to those particular muscles. So in trauma-wise, your muscles will get tense and tight. After you've done all your rehab stuff and everything that you've been told to by your doctor, because that's always tight and tensioned, coming to see a massage therapist of itself would actually, we would try and release the tension and try and get you back to sort of full range of motion. But again, that would only be under the advice of your physical therapist and or your doctor.
Patton's pretty consistent in all cases. For example, somebody's going for massage therapy for a particular reason, unless it's an accident related. Is it pretty standard that most of them follow the same course?
Oh, I wouldn't say it's pretty standard. Again, it just depends on what's happened. Like, some people can come from an injury, other people just come just because that's what they like to do. But it varies. It differs from each individual client.
All right, interesting book. It's available. You can go to exlibris.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. The name of the book is Origin and Insertion Charts for Massage Therapists. It's written by Thomas Vastone, and it's published by Ex Libris. Thanks a million. Stay on with us for a moment here as we take a break.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130. 800-616-2130.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
This is Senator Jim DeMint from South Carolina. Just letting you know, I always enjoy being with Stu. He's one of the most thoughtful, insightful radio talk show hosts in the country. And believe me, we need folks who know what they're doing right now.
Went to a garden party, reminisced with my old friend, a chance to share old memories, play a song again.
When I got to the... All right, we return, and coming up very shortly here will be Alex Wilson, as we continue our ongoing series on precious timber. You can go to precioustimber.com. And looking at the calendar for the rest of the week, it's pretty busy. So I can assure you we'll have a full complement of guests. And I don't know if anybody else had, I do know there are a lot of people had this reaction. Obama, who deserved every bit of what he got winning the Nobel Peace Prize, got more good news Sunday night, because he was awarded the Profiles in Courage Award at the John F. Kennedy Library. I stopped going to John F. Kennedy Library events about a year ago. I couldn't stand it. And if I may be quite frank, I couldn't stand the people who were attending it. He's in a world of his own. And the problem is he gets so much support for having done nothing. He was there. I unfortunately had to force myself to watch a lot of this, not live, but on the news. And there he was praising Democrats in Congress who risk their political careers to pass the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare, and then added with his great acumen that he hopes Republicans will stand up as their party works to repeal the law. There isn't anybody who can consistently act like Barack Obama without believing, you know, you talk about the con job. He actually believes all this stuff. And he does believe he's the smartest guy in the room. And in some cases, I have to admit it, taking a look at who's in the room. It doesn't take courage to, as he says, I'm going to give you a quote that he had here. I hope that current members of Congress recall that it actually doesn't take a lot of courage to aid those who are already powerful, already comfortable, already influential. But it does require some courage to champion the vulnerable and the sick and the infirm, those who have often no access to the corridors of power. What moral condescension this is. It's amazing. What he's saying is the other guys are cowards because I and the people who support me are going to stand with the poor and the afflicted. And the others are on the side of the rich and powerful. Holy mackerel. You know, this is so reminiscent of statements made by people on the far left who are holier than thou, who absolutely know everything. All you got to do is look at President Bill Clinton and what he and his lovely bride did in Haiti. All the money was going to go to charity. 95% of it went to the Clintons, 5% to charity. It's never highlighted in the news. None of this is. So every time someone comes out and says, oh, we got him now, you ain't got him. You'll never get him. Because the establishment, the third world order in this global society is making sure you'll never get them. So Democrats, in spite of what you think about committing suicide, are not on the edge of being suicidal. Because the fact that they could push around a stinking, stupid, dumb Republican Party every single day amazes me. Obama had 8 years. He didn't want to touch this. And now he pretends he's one advocating a courageous position when it goes completely against what the public wants. He did this all the way through his presidency, always assuming he was on the side of the angels and always the one who was willing to go against public opinion. And every time he did it, it was the opposite. Charles Krauthammer made a statement. He said, it's been a full 100 days, but it was nice to be reminded of why we should be grateful as a nation that he is gone. Good riddance, Mr. President. Charles Krauthammer, I only have one comment to make. He isn't gone. This is like Resident Evil. It's like the return of Freddy. It's like Jason. They just keep coming back. And he's back, and he's making sure he's not leaving this scene. And the delusion that exists amongst the Democrat Party is at such a heightened, irrational state. And there is more. There seem to be, I mean, they just seem to be, or maybe the press brings them all out. There seem to be increasing amounts of these radical progressives who are coming out, making irrational statements, and swaying the minds, not of everybody, certainly, but of many of the naive in this country. Counting the ways, you want to look at Hillary's loss? There are ways that she lost that she would not have the guts or the sense or the rationality to even admit it. Because in Hillary's eyes, and I'm grouping them together here, Obama and Hillary. One's an ideologue, Obama. The other's a pragmatic, selfish, power-driven individual trying to ride the coat wings of the female vote. It didn't work. She can't accept it. She can't take defeat. And she, at this point, as she goes out with each and every talk, doesn't think defeat is there. Wait till 2020 comes, folks. Are you going to see a clash between Hillary Clinton and Elizabeth Warren? Holy mackerel, as Phil Rizzuto used to say. Holy cow. All right, we're coming back. Thank you.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced any of the following: pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Hernia mesh patch implants are used for repairing most common types of abdominal hernia, which occurs when muscles or connective tissue in your abdomen are damaged or weakened. If you have had a hernia mesh implant and suffered an injury, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. Call for more information about the recall and a free consultation. Don't be a silent victim. Call 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is WBNW 1120 AM, the Money Matters Radio Network.
Hi, it's Steve Case, the co-founder of AOL, the chairman of Revolution and Case Foundation, the author of a new book called The Third Wave, and I enjoyed talking about the book with Stu Taylor on the show.
All right, we're back, and it's our weekly segment on a subject that I've just found completely fascinating, and I hope you have too. We're talking about precious timber. We're looking at preciostimber.com. I'm introducing Alex Wilson, the chief executive officer. Again, I always want to have this disclaimer in that he's not an investment advisor. He's not giving any investment advice. It's not a specific offering, an offer to sell securities, or an invitation for office to purchase securities. Securities may only be sold by exemption or registration. Important for me to get in, or you to get in every show. And Alex, here to join us. I want to give you the website, first of all, because if you go to it with no obligation, you'll find it fascinating. It's preciostimber.com. Alex, so nice to have you on.
Top of the day to you. Good morning.
Good morning. And a lot to talk about. We're going to concentrate on intake of food this morning. In a sense, we're going to talk about coconuts and coffee. And I just want to open up here because I was thinking about it this past week. You might have answered it. But are there better times? Are there certain times of the year that it makes sense to invest in precious timber?
Agricultural investing, Tim, is really for a limited part of the population. It's generally for someone that's higher net worth, someone that has a longer term, someone that wants a continual, income from it too. So with regards to timing, not really a better time in the calendar, but obviously there's a better time for when you're rebalancing and you're looking at your portfolio, especially if you haven't ever thought of agriculture as part of your investment sort of focus. So starts with education, though, because like anything, if you're not familiar with something, you're probably not going to invest in it. So get familiar first, get a good education. You can get that through our website. But that's, for me, timing is just is really, it's not an issue on the calendar, but I think it should be taken seriously and get some good knowledge behind you before you make a move.
All right, I want to give that website out. It's preciostimber.com, preciostimber.com. All the contact information is there, and you get an investment kit, investment advice, and there's I can assure you there's no pressure. That is not what this is about. If you are one of those investors, this could be perfect for you. Today, what are we going to talk about today? You want to talk, I keep thinking about coconuts and coffee, especially since our last show.
Yeah, well, we've talked a lot about timber. I thought today would be a good move to open up the coconut world because it's really a fascinating place, Stu, because years ago when I was a kid, of course, that is years ago. I remembered coconuts at Grandma's house, coconut macaroons, and I can remember when we would go to the seaside, as we called it in England, and the sun was out, which was a rare occurrence. Mom would put some suntan lotion on our skin, and I remember the smell of coconuts there. But that was really it. And of course, about 15, 20 years ago, coconuts started to get used in various ways and multitude of ways. And today, here we are, you go down the supermarket aisles and you'll see coconut in hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of different products, but not just food related, but cosmetics too, even biofuel, pet foods. And the one that really is kind of striking is the medium chain triglycerate that's inside the coconut oil is found to have tremendous benefits for Alzheimer's, for dementia, and for Parkinson's patients. Now that's not yet scientifically proven, but there's a lot of work going on in the medical arena to see just how effective that is. So the coconut's a fascinating commodity.
when you look at coconuts, what percentage of your business is related to that, just the timber and the coffee?
I would say 20% of our plantings are coconuts. We got into the coconut world just about 4 years ago. It took us a little while because I'm slow to react to things. At first, I thought it might be a fad. Second of all, we don't like to take on too much risk. I mean, we're very low-risk guys. The coconut's a very hardy tree. It produces, of course, coconuts every single year. The fascinating part about it is, of course, it grows relatively quickly, so you get production in the first 3-4 years. And then it's producing for 60 years, so from an investment perspective, it was very attractive for us. You know, you can get a nice return, and you know, some people like a lot of rental property. I like real estate too, but this is a real estate play as well. It's just agricultural real estate. You kick off a good income, but you have no toilets, no troubles, and no tenants to worry about.
Good point. Never thought of that. What are genetically superior trees?
That really, you know, the three varieties that we work with are the Brazilian greens, the Malaysian yellows, and then the hybrid version, which is a mixture of both. They call MyPans. Now, most people think of a coconut and they think of that little brown coconut that they see at the supermarkets where they're paying $2 and $3 for it. We're not growing those. We're growing the very large ones, much larger, 3 and 4 times larger, and they're mainly used in the water industry, of course, for the oil, definitely for the desiccated coconut. But the shell of these coconuts gets ground up, and that's forms activated carbon. The U.S. is the number one user of activated carbon in the world, and activated carbon is primarily used for water filtration. So those are the varieties that we grow, the Brazilian green and the Malaysian yellow.
Yeah, I'd love to continue along this line. Maybe we can go back to it. If we don't, we can pick it up next week. But the coffee is the most fascinating. I'm not a coffee drinker. I like the smell of coffee. I'd have it at a wedding. But it's so dependent upon so many things, the environment, the cost, demand around the world. Is this kind of a harder category to control?
Not really, because obviously coffee's grown in one band across the planet. It's the band between Capricorn and Cancer. The U.S. is the number one consumer of coffee. We can't even grow a single coffee bean here. But yes, weather patterns, in other words, rain, if there's a dry spell, if there's a drought, then, of course, supplies can be pinched and challenged. Of course, the price goes up then. But generally speaking, because there's quite a few countries that are growing now, we have, you know, a pretty good quantity of coffee. The level of production is high. But it's you know, it's the second most globally traded commodity after crude oil. So it's a huge commodity. And what's putting pressure on coffee actually right now is the fact that the Asians and the Indians, where they used to be stabilized on a cup of tea in the morning and throughout the day, they've now turned to coffee. So it's a great asset to have in your portfolio too, because once again, if you want long-term income and long-term capital appreciation, a tree doesn't care about what's going on in the economy. A tree's going to produce what it biologically is meant to produce.
If someone invests in an initial conversation after being qualified, after expressing interest, and yet there's naivety and they don't know where to spread the investment asset to the timber, the coconut, the coffee part of it, well, you already said coconuts are 20% of the business. Do you base it on that appropriation?
No, I always, every client that we take on, first of all, has to fit for us, and we have to fit for them. We're very particular. Like you said earlier, we're not in the selling business. We're in the relationship building business. Our clients are long-term clients. They have long-term goals. And so we start very simply with what are you trying to accomplish financially, and when would you like to accomplish it by? If you've got plans for family members and legacy investing too. So it's a detailed approach. It's a tailored approach. We work individually with people based on what they need and not just one size fits all.
All right. As always, trapped with the clock at about a minute or a little less to go, so I'll let you come in with a concluding statement.
Well, I would say this, Stu. If someone's intrigued, go on our website, go to precioustimber.com. Maybe give us a call at 855-888-6288. But talk to us. First of all, get to know the space, learn more about it, and then see if it fits for you. Come on down. Take a trip. We do trips every single year. We call them discovery tours, not sales tours, so that you can come and discover the space. And then after really getting some, like I said, that knowledge base, then you can dictate and decide if it's right.
All right. And from everything I hear, a fabulous vacation spot and safe. Got to say safe, maybe you first. Thank you so much, Alex. We're going to see you back here next week.
Thanks a lot, Stu.
All right, Stu Taylor, taking a break.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man, whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370,
800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
All right, we're going to jump right in here. The subject is so expansive, we want to get as much in as we can with a very talented lady. Her name is Alicia Stobie. And I want to spell it. It is E-L-Y-S-I-A. S-T-O-B-B-E. She's the author of How to Get Approved for the Best Mortgage Without Sticking a Fork in Your Eye. Love it. The book is published by Porto Alto. And just quickly, Alicia has 13 years' experience in the mortgage industry, has closed over $250 million in residential mortgage loans, written up in a lot of the major publications, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, Business Magazine, Top 50, Influence, Good Day. I mean, it goes on and on. She's here to talk about her great book. Alicia, welcome. This is, this is a book for everyone. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks so much, Stu. Thrilled to be here.
All right. We could do 20 hours on politics, but let's not, let's stick to one thing. The issue of Ben Carson for HUD, I think you and I share the sentiment that this is certainly influential in a lot of decisions that will be made. Not the best choice, huh?
Well, you think you'd want somebody who has a little experience. It's kind of sort of like me saying, oh, I'm going to start doing open heart surgery tomorrow. Do you have confidence in me?
Right, exactly. I don't know. What do you think the consequences of this will be? Are too early to determine, and how it may have an effect on the economy?
Well, it'll be interesting to see. I mean, Ben Carson is now responsible for appointing the deputy secretary, secretary general counsel, inspector general, chief financial officer, so many programs, special assistant for Indian and Alaskan Native programs. Office of Lead-Based Paint Abatement and Poisoning Prevention. So this is going to have a huge trickle-down impact.
All right, we're going to find out. That's in combination with a lot going on in the economy. There may be a falsification in terms of optimism with the stock market going up. And again, I don't want to go down that road because I'd rather have you focus on interest rates going up. We're looking at mortgage rates. Is this a good time to lock in?
In my opinion, yes. I mean, we have Chairman Yellen of the Federal Reserve 2 days ago announcing that there's definitely an interest rate coming our way, and their next meeting is March 14th, I believe. So whether they do it then or the next meeting remains to be seen. But what happened the last time the Feds raised the interest rates was the market had already adjusted for the quarter point. So the day they did the announcement, there was actually no increase that day of that same size, because the market had already done the adjustments. So it would be very interesting to see in the next 30 days what's going to happen if the market is going to adjust. And when she made the adjustment, there was definitely an uptick in the rates within immediately for the next 2 hours, and then it calmed back down a little bit.
All right. The question, you make a very salient point here, and I didn't realize it was this high. 50% of the people who apply for mortgages don't qualify, do not get closed. And there are a lot of steps they could take. What are some of the do's and don'ts in preparing yourself?
I think it's very important that borrowers get pre-approved. If they get pre-approved, then they can shop with much more confidence. They know their buying power. I think that's critical, that you're actually shopping at the right, correct price point, so people don't get disappointed. And it also saves you money, because once you're under contract, you're responsible to perform. it's a legal binding contract, so the borrower is going to have to pay for their appraisal. They're going to have to pay for their home inspection. Sometimes there's also pest inspection required, depending on the loan type. And those can easily total $1,000, and you spend that money out of pocket whether you're able to close on the loan or not.
Yeah, lots of pitfalls to watch for, closing costs, misleading information. I mean, if somebody is a senior age, looks at reverse mortgages, they just jump up and down, not realizing the consequences. How do you relate this to protecting your personal information, choosing a lender? Just some things to be careful on, avoiding closing costs.
Oh, sure, sure. Well, closing costs can often be paid for by the seller, and that also is based on the loan type. So that's very important because that makes a big difference if you're going to, you know, spend that 2-4% closing cost out of your own pocket. When the seller can pay for it, is a great alternative. But when you're selecting a lender, I think it's very important to make sure, first of all, they're licensed through the National Mortgage Licensing System. That's very important because the feds check fingerprints, background check, and screen the applicants very seriously. Even review credit before they actually approve that loan officer to be licensed. And also, I think that you should look on reviews. There's tons of places online, Better Business Bureau, Zillow, that you can actually research your lender and see how other people rank them before you actually proceed.
How do you go about determining what the best loan is for you? And second part of the question, when do you buy, when do you rent? Trying to cram in as much as I can here.
Sure, sure. Well, the buy-rent one actually is one of my favorite questions because I truly believe, you know, you have to do what's right for you and your personal situation. So if it looks like you can buy for about what you would rent, it's a good time to consider making a purchase. But most importantly, look at your personal life. Are you engaged? Are you growing your family? Does it look like you're going to have a 2-4-person household in the next 1 to 2-3 years? You know, that gives you ahead of time, you know, what kind of house, what size of house. Are you in the type of profession that makes you relocate every 2 to 3 years, 1 to 2 years? I take that information is actually, to me, more important than, you know, if the rates are low, because I feel like rates are historically low, and even if they creep up a half a point or a point in the next year, they're still historically low, and that is a great, wonderful thing. But I think it really matters what that individual is doing as it relates to them.
All right, a thousand questions, but I think it's important for people to realize the value of your book. We've got about a minute left here. Can you break down what people can get from this book so they can sit back and say, wow, this covers everything, and it does.
Thank you. Yeah, I really worked hard to create for this book a true tool to the borrower. I feel if clients, borrowers, first-time home buyers, or anybody who hasn't bought a house since the crash are really interested in learning the correct questions to ask, why, and also why lenders ask for what they ask for, how to research a lender, how to pick a realtor, how to pick a home inspector. The bulk of it is really on the mortgage process, so they have a better understanding and a smooth process, but it's just chock full of information, and I did it also to elevate the level of service in the entire industry.
All right, about a 30-second time for you to elaborate, summarize something we haven't covered.
Sure, to answer your question about the best loan. So I truly believe that people should make full loan application and then have their lender present to them everything they qualify for and the pros and cons of each, whether that's mortgage insurance or not, what that costs, if there's an upfront funding fee. And then from there, the client can make an educated decision.
All right. Get a pen, get a pad of paper. How to get approved for the best mortgage without sticking a fork in your eye. I smile every time I read that. Number one Amazon bestseller written by our esteemed guest, Alicia Stobie, today. And please get a copy. It's for everyone. I didn't even ask you who it's for. The answer is for everyone. Alicia, I want to thank you so much for joining us. I hope to have you back. And I want to thank our listening audience. We'll see you back here tomorrow with a full slate. This is Stu Taylor.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. And if you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.